One day, there was a little girl, and her name was Tanya. Not Talia, Tanya. And Tanya went to school. But Tanya had never, ever cut her hair, ever, since she was born. And her hair had grown so much, she had to wrap it up. And wrap it up into lots and lots of plaits, and on top of the plaits she wore a hat. So she looked like she had a beehive on her head. And she started school, and all the children were very interested in what Tanya had on her head. And at lunchtime, she was sitting having lunch. The other children were very, very, very curious. So they went behind her, and they quietly pulled off the hat, and her fair hair fell right down to the floor, except it went further than the floor. As she was sitting at the table, her hair went to the floor, it fell under the table, it fell under the chairs, it went all the way to the doors of the dining room. The other children couldn't believe it. They said, "Tanya, what's this?" Tanya said, "That's my hair." And they said, "Well, why do you wrap it up on top of your head? It's so beautiful." She said, "Well, if I don't wrap it on top of my head, I wouldn't be able to walk because I'd trip up everywhere." And sure enough, all the children who ran into the dining room tripped up on her hair, and they all fell on their bottoms. And everybody else laughed, but Tanya wasn't laughing. She said, "I'm so sorry. I would like to wrap my hair up now so no one else can fall in it." So she wrapped the hair back up into a big beehive shape on top of her head. But one of the children noticed something. He said, "Before you put your hat on, Tanya, I can see something moving in your head." Tanya said, "What is it?" The child said, "I don't know. I'm going to take a closer look." And she put her nose right up to the hair. And a little beak came out, and just nipped her on the nose. She said, "Ow, I think there's a bird in your hair." Tanya said, "Nonsense." She said, "No, really, I just saw a beak." Tanya said, "Well, that can't be, because my hair just all fell down to the floor. And there were no birds in it then." And the new little girl, whose name was Colette, said, "I've just been bitten a little bit by a little bird who clearly didn't want me looking in too much. But I'm just going to have another look." So Colette had a look a few centimetres around and just put a finger in the hair, and then something came, snap, and bit her finger. Not hard, just bit it. And she said, "That wasn't a bird. That looked like a squirrel." Tanya said, "Don't be silly. We just unwrapped my hair. There were no birds and no squirrels." Colette said, "No, really, it was a squirrel. She went out and bit me." And then four or five other children came along, and they all put their hands into that hair pile just a little bit. And all of a sudden, all five children had little nips, which is a little bite. Something was grabbing at their fingers. It wasn't one bird and one squirrel. There were three birds and two squirrels. And when the rest of the class saw the commotion, they all came over. That's 30 children. And all 30 of them put the fingers in their hair. And all 30 of them got nipped. And they counted 20 little birds and 10 squirrels that were living there. And the children said, "This is just amazing. Are you aware you've got a little zoo on your head?" "No, I wasn't aware of that," said Tanya. "I think there might be something else in there." And so one of the little children, who was a little bit curious, got a carrot from one of the plates and put the carrot into Tanya's hair. And out came a horse's head and went, and grabbed the carrot. And the whole school could see that in Tanya's hair was living 20 birds, 10 squirrels, and one pony. Where was the room for the pony? Nobody knew. And so the rest of the class said, this is very, very interesting. And one came up with a piece of chocolate, waved it around the hare. And as the chocolate was waving around the hare, five puppies came out of the hare and grabbed the chocolate, which isn't very good for dogs, and went back into the hare. They couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe what was happening here. And some of the other children from another class saw what was going on and came along and just waved about 10 bananas. 10 bananas!
I think a monkey's gonna come out.
And out of Tanya's hair came... How many monkeys? There were 10 bananas. Five. Five monkeys came out of Tanya's hair. Each of them grabbed two bananas and went back into her hair. And then the whole class could hear all the animals in Tanya's head munching, 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 munching. And Tanya said, I do not understand this. Here, help me take the hat off again. And the children took the hat off. All the hair fell down to the floor. And you know what was on her head then? Nothing. There were no animals at all. Her head was clear. Her hair was clear. Where had these animals come from? And what were they doing on her head? She wrapped her hair up again into a ball with all the other children's help. And when the hair was done up into a ball again, all they could hear was the sound of monkeys chattering, dogs barking, squirrels munching,
birds
tweeting, and a pony galloping and neighing. This was just absolutely amazing. Nobody understood it, so they kept feeding the animals, and the more they fed the animals, the more animals appeared. When we had all the puppies, the chimpanzees, then they put a little milk on her hair to see what would happen. And suddenly all they could hear was kittens going, meow. And 10 kittens came out of her hair to drink all of the milk, and they came straight back into her hair. Tanya said, right, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And she quickly let her hair down as quickly as she could. And all the animals were gone. Not there at all. Disappeared into thin air. This was very, very mysterious. Until one of the children noticed that there was a strange, tiny, tiny little golden dot right in the middle of her hair, right at the top of her head. And the little tiny golden spot was glowing and pulsing.
Whoa.
Means going like a pulse. Whoa. Growing ever so slightly, then shrinking down again. The class said, this is very, very strange indeed. Tanya, do you mind if I touch the spot on your head? Tanya said, no, that's fine. Let's see if we can find out what's going on. And what was the name of that little girl that we found out about before? Colette. Colette touched the little golden spot. And as she touched it, her finger went through it. She said, I'm sorry, Tanya, is that hurting you? Tanya said, no, not at all. And so she put her finger deeper into the hole, and then her hand, and then her arm, and then her whole body went into this tiny little golden dot, and she disappeared. And the rest of the class said, can we try and find out what's going on, Tanya? Do you mind? Tanya said, no, go ahead. So one by one, the entire class, and then the entire school put their fingers in, then the hands, then the arms, then the whole bodies. They all disappeared through this tiny golden dot. And all of the children of the school had gone. Gone! The teacher came in and said, "Oh, Tanya, you're still here. Where's everybody gone?" Tanya said, "Oh, I don't really know, miss. What I know is there were some lots and lots of animals in my hair, and then they went down a golden dot that was pulsing on my head that they found, which I've never heard of before." The teacher said, "Oh, don't be silly. What an imagination you've got." She said, "No, really, miss." Teacher said, "Well, I don't really believe you, but it's a nice idea. Now, if you see the other children, can you let me know?" She said, "Yes, but I'm telling you where they are. Could you help me put my hair back, please?" And so the teacher came along and helped her put all the hair back in a bun on her head. And as soon as the hair was back in a bun on her head, teacher couldn't believe what she was hearing. She could hear all of the whole school's children, and all of the sound of all the school's children was coming from her hair. She said, "What's going on? Have you got a microphone in your hair? Have you got a radio in your hair?" She said, "No, I told you what happened, miss. They are in that golden dot which was on my head under my hair." And the teacher said, "Well, I need to see what's going on." So she pulled the hair apart a little bit. All of a sudden, the chimpanzees made a play for her fingers, and a pony came out with his teeth and tried to lick her fingers. And then out came some kittens, then out came some puppies, then out came some birds, all from the hair. The teacher said, I don't understand. We're going to take your hair down now." The hair went down, everything and everybody disappeared, apart from this golden dot on her head. Teacher said, "I'm going to have to go and rescue the school." So in she went into the golden dot. As soon as she got in the golden dot, there she was, in a completely golden world. And in the golden world were all the animals happily chattering and talking to each other. And when I say talking to each other, I mean talking English to each other. And the whole of the school was there, divided into 10 classes. And each of the animals was teaching a class. One was teaching them maths, one was teaching them French. They all had school uniform on from nowhere, and the animals were wearing school uniform as well. This is very, 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 very strange. And then they heard a voice, "I'm all alone." It was Tanya. She had all of this going on in her hair, in a mysterious place, but she was all alone. They said, "Come join us." Tanya said, "I can't join you. How am I going to get into a spot on my own head?" Then one of the children came out of the spot and joined her in the dining room and said, "I've got an idea, but you're not going to like it." Tanya said, "What's the idea?" The child said, "I think if we cut your hair off, right to your head, then I think everybody will come out and the gold spot will go away and everything will be back to normal." She said, "I don't really want to cut my hair off." But this child, who was called Donna, said, "I think you're going to be okay. Do you want to do it?" Tammy said, "Okay." So Donna got some scissors, cut her hair right off, and each strand of hair that came off, a child magically appeared in the room until every strand of hair was off and all the children and the teacher were back and all the animals were back in the room. But they couldn't speak English anymore, but they were chattering away and jumping around and doing what animals do. But poor Tanya didn't have any hair left on her head. But Donna looked at her and said, "Tanya, you see, there's no gold spot here. Everybody's back and nobody's going to disappear again." But Tanya was very, very upset. Donna said, "I think something interesting might happen if you put your pink cap back on." So she put back the pink hat. Everybody went very quiet and prayed that her hair would grow long enough to please her, but short enough never to open up any mysterious gold spots into alternative universes. And sure enough, with the pink cap back on her head, 1 hour later, her hair had grown to a normal girl's length. And everybody took turns to look at her scalp, at her hair. They couldn't see a single gold spot anywhere. So from that day on, Tanya never grew her hair more than shoulder length. And the children never disappeared into that alternate universe again. And nobody ever spoke about it again. And that is the story about the girl with the super long hair that never covered it, never cut it since she was born.